Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Dr. Bill Dunkelberg back on the show. Bill is chief economist for the NFIB, former head of the entire business school at Temple University, and professor of economics there, and one of the world's leading economists, and the purveyor of the NFIB's Index of Small Business Optimism, which is something he's been putting together now for way more than 42 years, and shares with us every month, and has been now for 15 years. He's our good friend Bill Dunkelberg. Welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be here, as always.
Good to have you back. And you know, Bill, I am so stinking tired of not having anything exciting to talk about the economy. What's it been now? 6 years? More than 6 years? I am sick of this maudlin, moribund, sick economy that I don't know what to do. I mean, this is killing entrepreneurship in America, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, and just every month I get my data, I keep thinking, you know, will I ever get something interesting to write about anymore? So it's the same struggling, plotting story with the same issues that are troubling the owners out there. That clearly, you know, nobody in Washington pays any attention to.
Between Washington being so anti-business and Wall Street sucking the oxygen out of the economy, and I really feel that that's the effect that it's having. By that I mean hoarding the financial assets and reinvesting them close at hand, rather than back into the economy to make a profit. That's the broad brush picture that I see. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. You know, there's obviously a lot of money that's been made by the big firms in the country over the past 4 or 5 years, and the profits hit a record share of GDP.
Right.
They're big numbers, but there's not much real investment going on. So we look at the national income accounts and say, well, how many new plants were built and how much new equipment was acquired? Mm-hmm. And the answer is not very much. And, of course, that's what we need to push the economy forward, to increase our capacity to produce output for our citizens and provide jobs. And that money's not happening. It's going in a big circle. We make the money, we buy our shares back, and then we make more money, we buy our shares back. But buying shares doesn't increase our capacity one bit.
Don't forget consolidation. There's been a lot of consolidation.
Sure, that's right. Buy another firm, you know, which, mm-hmm. again, doesn't add to our capacity as a nation. It just changes ownership.
But it helps them raise their share price.
Yeah, and it changes ownership. So today, you know, one firm owns Building A, and then the next day another firm owns Building
A.
Right.
Well, isn't it interesting that someone who's a conservative like me, and maybe you, if you want to include yourself in this part of it, has a similar opinion as many of the people on the left do. We have different ideas about how to fix it, but we're both coming at it from the same direction. That's talk about strange bedfellows, right?
Right. Yeah, that's going to be interesting.
Well, but the economy basically, just as you pointed out in your summary, the economy still for the year so far this year is barely above 1%.
Yep, not doing well. We got 0.6% in the first quarter, and we got 2.3 on the first guess. And of course, it'll be that guess will be revised a few times over the next few months. But in the second quarter, I mean, so overall, we're being a little over 1%, struggling along. Not good.
Well, you know, I just wonder how much of this is, if this is going to manifest in some kind of a electoral reaction from Main Street this year in 2016. You know, I don't know that I've ever seen Main Street come alive and you know, say, you know, we're sick, we're tired of this and we're not going to take it anymore. I don't know that I've ever seen that before. I would really like to see that this time. What do you think?
I think that there seems to be enough energy out there. You know, we look at some of the candidates out there for the presidential post, the CEO job, and they clearly have tapped into the anger that you and I think has been out there.
Yep.
So it's, I think it's showing up, so it'll be interesting to see how it manifests itself over the next 12 months as we head into the election.
Well, I'm going to continue to encourage small business owners to become single-issue voters for their business. Well, regardless of whatever else is on their on their radar, be a single-issue voter for your business first. What do you think?
I think that's a great idea. Yeah. And if you're going to vote, remember this is USA Inc., a big company. We need a good manager.
Right.
Don't just vote for somebody who happens to tune into one little idea.
Right. Hold on to that thought. Quick break. Stay with
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.